It's Weekend Edition here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. For the second time in as many days, the Atlanta Police Department yesterday attended a funeral for one of their own. On November 3rd, Officer Richard Halford was flying a police helicopter in search of a missing 9-year-old. Officer Sean Smiley sat next to him, assisting. And for reasons not yet known, that helicopter struck power lines and crashed on a northwest Atlanta street, killing both. Yesterday, his friends, family, hundreds of police officers, and some who never met him, gathered to say goodbye. Officer Smiley was different things to different people, but always uniquely special.
Even in death, he taught us a lesson. Not many people lose their lives in the service of others. I like to believe that there's a special place in heaven for people like him.
To a police chief, Officer Smiley was the ultimate example of those sworn to serve and protect. To a lieutenant who commanded Smiley fresh out of the police academy, he was someone who earned respect.
Sean was definitely a leader amongst his peers. He was in his late 30s when he joined APD, and you could tell he had an agenda for success. He was a driven man, and I'm here to tell you that he has succeeded.
From the day he joined the force, Officer Smiley was on a mission to make it to the prestigious and highly selective Air Unit. To the head of that section, Officer Smiley was an anomaly.
We only chose one out of hundreds. And for Sean to be chosen out of the hundreds of officers that we've interviewed at such an early point in his career, that is unheard of. It doesn't happen.
To Atlanta's mayor, he was an example.
This was a man on a mission. In my neighborhood, we would say that this is somebody who was a man on fire, who had a spirit for people and a heart for service.
Sean Smiley was a friend to his fellow officers who thought of his last name more as an adjective. His patrol partner remembers how the two often made long shifts together fun.
As Smiley and I finished eating, we looking at the Waffle House getting crowded. And he was like, "Dog, you ready to go?" And I'm looking at Smiley. I was like, "Hey, man, we should run out of here. Just hit the door and just run." Well, Smiley looking at me like, "Uh-uh." I said, "Smiley, come on." So I counted the three. I said, 1, 2. And I'm looking at Smiley's face, and he's looking at me like this. And I said, 3. And I took off running like I had a 911 call. I turned behind me, and Smiley was right behind me running. Man, we got to the patrol car, and we looked inside the Waffle House. Everybody was outside because they wanted to know what we was doing.
To Elizabeth, William, and Victoria, Sean Smiley was simply Dad.
Hi, Dad. This is your robot. I'm going to miss when you call me back.
I love you, Daddy.
I will love, cry, and miss you forever. Love, Victoria.
And to wife Tara, he was the college sweetheart she called husband for 18 years. To his mother, Carol Smiley.
Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of me is missing. I'm going to tell you that.
Sean was a son whose presence made her full and whose absence leaves a hole in her heart.
So the first thing Sean heard from me was a song. It was sweet. So I thought it would be fitting that the last thing I do would be to sing a song.
There's a garden where Jesus.
Officer Sean Smiley was 40 years old. A memorial fund is set up at area Wells Fargo banks for his family, as well as for the family of Officer Richard Halford. Jim Burris, WABE News.
Beautiful God. say.